This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You hear this all the time, that a college degree is pretty much a must these days if you want to get a good job. Employers are demanding one. But they also complain that today's grads just aren't cutting it. Well, to try to understand why, Marketplace teamed up with the Chronicle of Higher Education to find out just what employers want from today's college graduates. For starters, more than half the employers we asked said they had trouble finding qualified candidates for job openings. And nearly a third said colleges are doing a fair to poor job of producing, quote, successful employees, end quote. So what gives? We decided to put one of those dissatisfied employers in a room with a soon-to-be college graduate for a sort of mock job interview. From the education desk at WYPR, Amy Scott has our story.
Our job seeker is Moria Aberetti. He's a 21-year-old senior at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, a computer science major with a B average.
I'm actually double majoring with economics.
Right, a computer science econ major with a B average. He shows up in a jacket and tie.
Moria, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Dave Boyce. Glad to have you here.
David Boyce, no tie, runs a technology consulting firm called Sine Nomine Associates. That's Latin for without a name. The company of about 20 employees is based in Ashburn, Virginia, outside D.C. It does everything from data center design to strategic planning for businesses like IBM and Cisco.
They'll ask us, how do we take this from an idea to something that they can actually build and or do?
Boyce typically hires recent college grads as entry-level analysts. They do a lot of the research to bring those ideas to life. Boyce, one of the employers in our survey, and Aberetti, our willing victim, take a seat at the conference table, and the grilling begins.
Is there some way where you've been asked to work in a team to take an abstract idea and make it concrete? And if so, how?
Well, there was this one particular class I took called Design, Implementation, and Practicum, where we had to design program. It was a little game. It's just a little Mario kind of game.
So far, so good. Yeah, Aberetti seems to be avoiding one pitfall in the job hunt, not being prepared. Two-thirds of employers in our survey said grads need work on their interviewing skills. Boyce gets more specific.
How did you kind of develop the idea for the game?
We had requirements on what we had to have in the game. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we just threw around ideas.
So more of an organic kind of, hey, I thought of this.
And yeah.
That's not what Boyce wants to hear. He was hoping for something a little more thought out.
We find that a lot of people, and not just new college grads, aren't getting that skill set. How you put an idea forward. How do you support it? How do you build it? How do you put the facts behind it? All of those things are really critical.
Boyce sounds like a lot of the employers who responded to our survey. More than half of them said they have trouble finding qualified people for job openings. They said recent grads too often don't know how to communicate effectively, and they have trouble adapting, problem solving, and making decisions, things employers say they should have learned in college. That's why everyone Boyce hires goes through a year-long training program.
This is a significant investment. This is something where the company puts probably about $250,000 into every single new hire.
In terms of training?
In terms of training. That's what it costs us for the time, but that's the kind of value that we get out of it.
The training covers basics, like how to write an effective business document, and throws in some philosophy and history.
We ask people to read Cato the Elder. We ask people to read Suetonius.
Whoa, whoa. What? Okay, job seekers, you better brush up on your early Roman history.
We do that because we ask them to look at the abstract process of organizing ideas.
Sounds a lot like an argument for liberal arts education at a time when more students are being told to study science and technology as a path to a career. The firm that did the survey says the findings suggest colleges should break down the, quote, false dichotomy of liberal arts and career development. They're intrinsically linked. Or, as Boyce puts it,
we don't need monofocused people. We need well-rounded people.
And that's from a tech employer. For his part, Aberetti says he's had a well-rounded education at Virginia Commonwealth. Granted, there was no Suetonius in the mix, but he took rhetoric along with courses on data structures and algorithm analysis. And he did something else that employers really go crazy for.
I did an internship.
And that brings us to one of the most surprising things we learned from our survey. In industries across the board, employers viewed an internship as the single most important credential for recent grads, more than where you went to school or what you majored in, even your grades.
I learned a lot more from that internship than I did in school. It's different kind of learning.
After a few more questions, things start looking up for Abaretti, and what began as a mock interview looks like it could turn into a real job.
You've made a pretty good case in terms of things. Is there somebody you would be interested in talking to more? And so the next steps would be...
Outside, I ask Abaretti how he thinks it went and whether Boys is asking a lot of someone fresh out of school or if his university didn't deliver. What he says surprises me.
I think it's more up to a student than the university because the university can only do a certain amount. The school can't teach you everything. You have to do something on your own. Some things on your own, yeah.
Back inside, David Boys says he wasn't just being polite. He might take a chance on a job candidate like Abaretti.
It is something where we would have to make those investments in him. Is he worth it? We'd have to see. But on the other hand, I think he has a chance. And certainly, you know, if he sends me a resume, I would probably look at it.
Abaretti says he will. He graduates in the fall. In Ashburn, Virginia, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.